days. I think we got the point of Maimer Aleph more or less. Running out of time, so let's move on to Maimer Beis here. Maimer Beis before it starts, no? Maimer Beis here?
Gedayle tshuva shemekareves ha'adam l'shchina. Kosef Rambam perek zayim mehilchos tshuva. Gedayle tshuva shemekareves ha'adam l'shchina. Shenema shuv Yisrael Hashem alkecha v'nemar v'lo shaftem oda. You didn't return to me, no Hashem. V'nemar in toshuv Yisrael no Hashem elai toshuv. Kolaymar im ta'achzo b'tshuva. What will I get you? Biti dabek, you'll attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatshuva, this is the Lashon of Rambam continues. Hatshuva mekareves es rechaykim. Tshuva brings close those who are rechaykim. Emesh hayez eshanoi meshukut lefnei malkum. Emesh hayez eshanoi lefnei malkum. Yesterday you were hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meshukut, disgusted, meruchuk, and distant, v'te'eva, and a'te'eva. V'ayayim hu'o v'nechmod v'kor v'yedid. Azah, shocking and drastic change. U'baloch hazayin, Rambam says, kama mo'ula ma'ilas hatshuva. How great is the mile of tshuva? Emesh hayez amuvdu me'Hashem alakei Yisrael. Yesterday you were separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema avoneseichem hayom avdilim beineichem levein alakeichem. Your chatoyim separated you from Hashem. Tzoyek, you would cry out to Hashem ve'ein onena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't answer you. Vayayim hu mudbik v'shchina shenema va'atem advekem Hashem alakeichem. A shocking Rambam. A person cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer because there's a wall in between. The Rambam in these words, on one hand, the Rambam is illuminating for us the greatness and the hugeness and the enormity of the pagam that a chet makes. And on the other hand, the other side of the coin is there's a godless hachuva. Kibemis sorgbi, Bemis is a little bit sure. Lama baskira goidul pagam hachet, kosov she'emesha is a sonu meruchuk. Why is it that when the Rambam writes the Pagam of the Ched, he writes how far away you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'chein, b'goydol erech ha'tshuva, when he writes the tremendous value of tshuva, sh'ayoyim hu'ov, Hashem likes you. V'rei inyonam ha'elu alo l'choyre hem rak toitzois ha'pagam, but toitzois ha'tshuva. He's saying something very interesting. When the Rambam describes the two extremes of what you have before tshuva, what you have after the tshuva, so the Rambam says that the way that the Rambam expresses himself of what the Pagam is that you are hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mile of tshuva is that you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'choyro, he says, that's not the zach itself. There's a thing called the pagam. The pagam itself is a pagam. A person who makes a pagam, memeila is distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who does tshuva, memeila gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam doesn't speak about the zach itself. All the Rambam says is the results. Meduyuk in the Rambam, that these are not just the results. Okay, l'amita shel dovar, einay kein. That's not, the emes is that it's not just results. Sharei. The pshat is called Torah of our mitzvahs. Him eitzes lahagia leboy tidboik. All the Torah and all the mitzvahs are only eitzes to get to an attachment to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kitzu b'sfar makadoshim. V'zeh tachlis hakorel. That's be'emes the tachlis of everything. She Yehudi yedavik b'Hashem. A yid should be davik to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hadveikus b'Hashem, the attachment to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who see she faisav he see she faisav she Yehudi neman. It's the peak of all the ambitions and all the desires of an emes yid, the si oishroi, and the peak of his happiness, the yehudi echot gadol me'asheni. And if you want to measure one yid against another, how do you measure it? Kemidas gadol v'kudmid. A person came into this world to go into olam hazeh, and despite olam hazeh, be davar ken Hashem. That's what we're here for. And if you want to measure who's an adam gadol and who's an adam gadol more than somebody else, it's who's davar ken Hashem. I once saw a meshech chacham. I'm just adding on. I want to go to Gemara Chochma. It says, we find something very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Torah, it doesn't say anything about him, why he was Zeicha. Very little it says why he was Zeicha to be who he was. That Peh al Peh Adarabo, that he had the biggest kirv at the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What happens? It doesn't say. It only says one thing. It says in the Torah that he was an Anof. So the Gemara Chochma says somewhere that the Pshat is like this. Emes HaNova, where's Emes HaNova? Emes HaNova doesn't come because a guy's depressed or he thinks he's nothing. Emes HaNova comes from the fact that a person measures himself klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klapi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I'm nothing. I'm garnished. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Meshech Chochma, was the honor of Mikol Adam because he was never Messiah Dasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu his whole life. So there was never a second of Zich, there was never a second of me. Mimele, it was an Anov. If a person would be Dov, where does Gaiva come from? Gaiva comes from me. I'm something. What do you mean you're something? I did your Banish Shalom, your bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem, you're nobody. The answer is that I don't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day. I think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a minute or two a day, and I think of myself the rest of the day. Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that he was an honor of was a simin l'dover. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam is because he was the dover and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol Adam. Immediately, he was an honor. But Moshe Rabbeinu's mayor was his dveikus b'Hashem. Nimtzeim kein, it comes out, shekola tiyurim al pgam achet b'nefesh Yehudi, when a person speaks about all the descriptions of the pagam that Achet makes. Reb Chaim Volozhin speaks about all the descriptions and the churban that Achet makes. All that, heim ka'ayin, that's all nothing, neged zeh, relative to that, shenasa soni merucha gemuvdu melekei Yisrael. Kilu, his kasha on the Rambam was that a person does Achet does a gewaldike pagam, and makes gewaldike churbanis in the olam esel yoinim, like it says in the older, and makes a gewaldike churban in a person's neshama. Why does the Rambam speak about the fact that you're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's a zaytik azach, that's a result. Oh, but that's not the aveira itself. Zokter punk vakeret. That a person is distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a million times worse than the pagam that Achet makes, because that's exactly what a person came into the world for. V'lochein shapir magdir haRambam, when the Rambam wants to find an example, when the Rambam wants to find a tool of how to be magdir global pagam Achet, how does the Rambam want to express? The Rambam wants to express and give over to a person the extremism. How bad the Chet was, and yet on the other hand, how much tshuva does. So when the Rambam wants to choose to express how bad the Chet is and how stark tshuva is, the sharpest and clearest way for the Rambam to do that is by talking about what it does versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not what the Chet did in the Rambam Zayin and what you fixed up. That's not true. But when the Rambam wants to say the truth and he wants to take the sharpest example of the Pekam HaChet is Mashemachu Gomavdu Yehudi Movish Bashamayim, that it puts space between the Yid and his father. The Zayis Iker Erech HaTshuva, and that's the Iker Milo of the Tshuva. What? Bekach Shemekarev HaSaladol B'Shechina, that it brings the person close to the Shechina HaKadosh. Kumadisu B'Zayir HaKadosh, Ki Tshuva Oisiyos Toshuv Hey. Come back to Hashem. Ki Hashem Yilo B'Shem Havaya Baruch Hu Remezah Zakut Shebrichu V'Hashem Tato Al Knesset Yisrael. It's Kabbalah. V'Yideach HaTov Shech Knesset Yisrael Nivdel Es Hey Tato Mehe Yilo V'Noitzu Misochim Adilim. There's a split in the Yudkei Vovkei. And there's a mechitza between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Vayidei tshuva, toshuv Hashem, chazer, toshuv hey, it's not Hashem, it's a hey. Chazer esi lios chavuk o dvuk obach. Okay. Ukamoi hachet v'atshuva, kamoi kain, he says something very important. And this yisoid, that chet and tshuva revolves around how close you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'moikein, so too, call Elias V'Ridah Shol Adam, all the ups and downs that we have, K'shurim B'Midas Advekos, depends how much it's connected to how connected we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call Maisa Shehudi Oysa, every Maisa that he does, has two choices. Oysa Mekavar L'Shechina, either brings you closer to Hashem, U'mizdavik Ha'idei Zal Hashem Yisbarach, and you become attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysa Misrachik Imenu. Or you get distance. K'ein Maisa Hazeh Oylo Nachas Ruch Lefanov. That means, in Avodas Hashem, there's no such thing as parva. Either it's milchix or it's fleishix. What are you doing? You're doing something. Is it bringing you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's taking you further away? If it's not bringing you closer, then why are you doing it for? You're doing it for yourself. Say this, it's taking you further away. It's either this or that. Now, a person could live a completely normal life and eat and sleep. And if he's doing it l'shem shemayim, so it's bringing him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person who lives only for himself, and his shakur only in his tivus, so his whole life is one big trip. The train is going in away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Iker has boininus v'is amkul sheyichudi mechuyev l'sboinim v'lishkol. The main his boininus and the main fashtate and the main understanding and the main tifkeit that a yid is chayev to be misboinim v'lishkol and to weigh b'chol ma'isav is one thing. A yid only has one thing on his mind. Im zeh yikarveyu will bring you closer, or yirachkeyu will make you distance me'Hashem Yisbarach. That's all. Life's very simple. Yiddishkeit is a very simple zach. This is Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is very simple. Is what you're doing going to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or distance you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everything fits into that thing. There's nothing in the middle. And if a person lives with this rulership, with this ruler, that's the rule of Yiddishkeit. all the tests of life. Lav dafka nisyanis hanoigim is a pitu shel taivaro, where a psataiva comes along and tries to convince you to shei tzahar is gavrolov. A chasav shol medeus koizav zamun apikorsus. Elo shei tzahar mamin neged yudi kol min isur megufa benefesh. Many times, and this applies nebuch to our times, the Yetzirah doesn't come with a taiva. Yetzirah doesn't come with apikorsus. He doesn't come with be'er hashkofes. Yetzirah comes and puts a yid in tzoros, yisurim beguf. He has tzoros in the guf, uben nefesh, or he doesn't have menuchas nefesh. Asher nidmo lo yikimin hashamayim, until it seems to him that when hashamayim doichin us, so they don't want him. He gets the feeling that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him. Kosh Baruch Hu is miyusin him. That's also a trick of the Yetzirah. And this is the hardest nisayin. A person has to revolt and rebel and raise himself up with all the koyach of kedusha. Even if we go in a valley of Moves, lo irak yati modi, umashmosa nisayin. Shema divekus hi be'etzem. If your divekus would be real, ein hamikur mafrid, then any happening that will happen will not be mafrid between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vim ha-divekus hi be'mikra, but if your divekus is only superficial, it's only by accident, yov ha-mikra achav yafrid. That means if a person is not rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm all like this, I'm all like that. V'chol ha-avoyda, shabal ha-avoyda, and all the avoid of all the bar avoid of hoye in yazel dishmar al dvekus bashem was to be shamer on the dvekus and kosh bochu in all matzavim va ein beside avoid shmevi in yonu muflon bashem rambam be moyne vuchen bin yonu advekus mevi sham bashmoy shakol mikrim harav all bad things that happen shakorim gam la anche amailo that happen even to chashuv of people and if we have seen the bashlemim loimotzu rak beis of sokas advekus the bad things happens when a person is not plugged into a kosh bochu. If a person is separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mizumin l'chora. By the way, that's the whole idea of the whole teichacha, where it says, "Imteichach imu b'keri." What does imu b'keri mean? Imu b'keri means that you're not plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say you live with what we make cheshbonis of things that happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Beseder, if you're not plugged into me, so let's see how you manage by yourself." And oiv avoy, look how we're managing by ourselves. Hashem yirachim. When a person is dovig in a kodesh baruch hu layuna lekora, nothing can happen to a person. Mustamech al pasuk v'starti ponim mehem v'yalecho matzasi rolls rabbis tzolz v'omar bayoyim hu arai haloi ki ein alakai b'kirbi v'tzuni yiras eila. This is the famous yisoid you all know. Chaim Voloshin said a yisoid in the Briskerov, even many times he said it was sakonis nefoshes and he survived command misa v'ados because of that. The Chaim Voloshin, there was a segula mikubel from Chaim Voloshin. That if a person is in a makom sakana, and he's mechavin to einoid muvadoi, he's dovak in a kodesh baruch hu. So Chaim Voloshin said, your vade be saved. If a person is dovak in the right way, that is completely mizbatel himself to kodesh baruch hu. And the Biskarov said after the war that he was in matzavim gefelach and matzavim was kmat vade misa, and he was dovak completely. He took this gula of Chaim Voloshin, and he was saved. Other people I heard from, I think Rav Gustman Zichrono Zecher Tzadik Livracha, also he said that he was in a matziv where he used the Eitzah of Rav Chaim Voloshin. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, V'atam Atveikim Hashem Elokeichem, Chaim, Kul Chavayim. A person is Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Dovak in the Eitz Chaim, so a person is Chaim. V'zeh Pesha Divi HaRambam B'Goydol Erkosh Al Tshuva. And this is the Pshat in the Rambam in the Gevaldik value of Tshuva. G'dayil HaTshuva Shemekarev Es Olam L'Shechina, Shenem HaShuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Haynu SheTshuva Hi Ad Hashem, Kulaymar. Im tavzar biti dovik. If you'll come back, kinei. That means, what are we seeing over here in this whole maimer? We're seeing a dover nifla. In the previous maimer, we discussed that a person ideas chatoim has a gevaldika pegum, has a gevaldika pegum in him. So we saw that the inyan of tshuva is not just an inyan of mimafayis, not just an inyan of mechila. It's a whole new world. A person can restart himself over from scratch. But now we're seeing that it's not just that you mitzad your koychas hanefesh get a new start. Of a person goes back to Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ikur result of the truth. That's the ikur goal. Hinei, Anoshim Zorim Kiipo Riv Beinayim. If you have people who are strangers and they have a fight, Gam Kasher Mispaisi, even when they make up, Al Me'achah She'echat Pagah B'chaveroi, Shuv Bilti Motsui, it's not usual, She'achah She'ahi Muvdolim Zemizeh, V'snuim Mishakotim Zelzeh, Yach Zulir Zdvukim V'ahuvim Zelzeh. You don't find it, they become good friends. Because to begin with, their attachment wasn't be'etzem. It wasn't the real thing. It was not happening. If you come back, By a yid etzem mechusas that he's davening for is very, very, very important. It's one of the most important yisaidis of the Yom Narom. That a person has to know that his etzem mechus, it's a shocking zach nebuch. We're so shakua in averus, and we're so shakua in yirush, and we're so shakua, and we're so numb from any feeling of ruchnius, that we forgot what our status quo is. We forgot. I saw a gvaldik member, somebody tying it. What's this whole Indian of these days that a person makes kabbalas? It's not that even Shulchan Aruch, that a person should be noig chumras, that he wasn't noig the whole year, he should eat a better kashrus, and all types of things like that. What's the Indian? Who are we fooling? You know that in a week later, a month later, you're going to go back to the whole thing. What's the pshat in that? Is the oimik of the pshat is this pshat. A person has to know what's your status quo. What are we be'etzim? Is the pshat is that we're so far from what we are be'etzim, we've lost track. We think that our etzem matziv is that we're no good, and we think that we're going to try to go echves nishvos to go create a new thing. And the word is pum fakert. The a yid's natural state is v'atam advek Hashem alokechem. A yid's natural state is that he's dovek in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's a yid's natural state. That's the pashtus of a yid. And the word is fakert. Everything that's going on over here is all artificial. That's what he means. It's a mikra. Why? The natural state of a yid, the status quo of a yid, is that he's dovuk. And the richuk is only an accidental thing. What does it mean that your avoinus separate you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means like this: a person, a yid that's not dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's full of walls and masks. Teirasai in mechitzos. His Torah is with walls. Ainu chay b'teirasai. He doesn't live with his Torah. They ain't a dovek b'teirasai. He's not dovek in his Torah. Kol in yonam shalaymed. Everything he learns. Ein meichoy v'libay koltin v'nen mizeh. A person learns sometimes. Why doesn't he have a geshmak in learning? Why doesn't he get a cheshek out of it? The answer is because there are mechitzos between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodobo she'ein boi tam. He doesn't get the tam. She'ein a toim v'sikus arevus ha'Torah. He doesn't taste the sweetness and the pleasantness of Torah. Tfilasoy mechitzes. His davening is with walls. Bim ikr akavana shebetfila. And if the ikr kavana tfila sheyichavim ki oimid lefnei melech mekayim shifri kamayim libech nechem pnei Hashem. Harei b'shoshu meruchik. When a person's far away, nidmali ki mechitzes bein el b'shmai. A person wants to say baruch ata Hashem, and you feel like you're talking to the wall. Ve'ein v'spala nechem pnei Hashem. And you're not davening takodes baruchu. Umeyle ein lo kol tam v'tanuk. That means the tam in ruchnius, the time in davening, the time in learning, the pleasure in tefillah comes from the fact that it's a davening and it's a learning which is a dveikus b'Hashem dika davening. That's what gives the pleasure. That there's a hisanik b'sanukim, that there's a tainuk in avodas Hashem, because it's avodas Hashem. But if a person's in a matzav of mechitzas, so there's no pleasure. There's a mechitzah between the guf. Where's the mechitzah, by the way? The mechitzah between the guf and the neshama. The neshama can't give over to the guf a pleasure of the mitzvah because there's a mechitzah there blocking it. When a whole world of light opens up, everywhere, he gets even closer than he was before. Fine, we'll stop here for today.